am I?
You're among friends.
Oh, jeez!
This is the provisional headquarters of Elsa Flerlo, the last secret underground people's front for the liberation of all imprisoned revolutionaries left on Earth.
Oh! How come you keep doing that?
It couldn't hurt.
Scroot, what are you doing here?
Just call me Agent U.
You?
Yes, me. I'm a gorilla.
I thought you were a mutant.
So maybe you'd like to tell us, Jonesy, what do you know about this Mr. Mobius?
Mobius? And why, me and him are just like that, see? And,
like that?
Maybe not exactly like that, but
okay.
More like that, maybe.
Oh,
what's he got to do with this anyway?
I'll ask the questions here.
Okay, by me.
Where is Mobius?
Got me. One minute, he was talking to some cold fish named Ping, and next thing I know, I'm standing on the curb in a cloud of dust, lonely and forsaken.
I am touched. Agent O, Agent K, escort our guest to the Hall of Education for a little perfection therapy.
Okay.
Strap him in.
Oh.
Now, the perfector. Mr. Jones, these electrodes are being inserted directly into the neural cortex of your brain. Do you understand?
Festoon! Bags keep screens clean!
You will be a part of the perfector, Mr. Jones. It will help make you whole again.
Perfection, huh? I guess the world can always stand a little more of that. Not that I specifically am in any particular need of it. No, but in a more general sense, that it, not that I don't have my phones, but... The sharp pain in my neck began to subsidize, and then the inside of my eyeballs began to glow with a strange blue light.
The others among us!
Some say the Earth has been visited by alien beings for thousands of years. And perhaps even earlier. Now they are here.
Who are they?
They call themselves the Ganono. They come from a place they like to call... Esoto. Yes. Marv, they exhibit a worm appearance that often lulls humans into unwitting complicity. Others, they threaten with instant annihilation. With a mere touch of a finger. The first phase of the Ganono invasion of our planet began years ago.
My mind began to fill with images of rotten violence, an alien youth gone bad. My mind reeled under the barrage of information. My throat became parched, I cried for water, but was given only a Yoo-Hoo cream soda.
Humans, although they can kill with a single touch, psychological possess a highly logical technology. Perhaps the Gnome's most dangerous characteristic is
today, the alien invasion of our culture is nearly complete. Their music, their food, their weird little toilets, clean like verminous slugs. To the delicate tapestry of our way of lifestyle. And now, the completion of Fuzzyland, built with alien technology and alien capital, to instigate the mass suicide of our cultural identity. Thousands have already disappeared, thrown like zombies to the dark side of the moon, lured by the promise of pleasure and happiness. Stop it while you can.
So, Agent Z. Agent Z?
Yeah?
Agent, hello. What are the Gnono's principal methods of communication?
And one, and two. Their methods of communication included high-frequency radio-electromagnetic manipulation of wormholes, as well as circles of flattened wheat and those big shiny lawn globes.
Excellent. And an interesting side effect, too. Now, how can they be neutralized?
The Gnono, our extraterrestrial foes, are not invincible. They can be punctured, as it were, with a screwdriver or an ice pick, whatever's handy.
Okay.
When wounded, the Gnono are known to ooze sarcasm. Yes, yes, emails yes. Experience multiple sarcasm.
Okay, okay. Listen, where is Mobius?
Beats me, baby.
Oh, well. Are you ready, Agent Z?
Ready?
For your secret mission.
Well, heck yeah.
That's good. Come with me. Time to pay a little visit to Agent Y.
Why?
Because that's why.
Although they can kill with a single touch, come possess on. A highly superior technology. Perhaps the Gnono's most dangerous.
You want a cup of coffee or something?
Earth women, beware.
Okay.
Humans, cattle, and other animals were abducted for psychological and physiological examinations without appointments and without governmental certification.
This is Agent Z. Make sure he's got everything he needs.
Very well. Now you will be careful not to touch, won't you, Z?
Why?
What?
Not what? Why?
Because I said so. Now, this is your laser tie. Simply adjust the knot and... instant decapitation. Very effective. Comes in Windsor or Ascot.
Hmm.
This is your sidearm. Regulation fingerprints, opposable and disposable thumb, straps to the side like this. Don't touch!
Ow! Why does everybody keep hitting me?
I don't know. Why? Now then, this is your suicide pill. Pop it in the mouth, and 5 seconds later, boom, 20 megatons. I don't think I'll demonstrate that one.
Isn't that a little permanent?
You wouldn't want to fall into enemy hands now, would you?
What's this?
Don't touch that, Z!
No!
That's your ball iron point beam pen.
Oh, cool.
Well, he was scheduled for early retirement. Now, here are your standard issue gamma exit beam lunch bucket and field decoding device, a laserscopic infrared missile guidance and communications helmet, one size fits all, your tritanium body armor, double plate, a thin lapel in the classic pinstripe. Now, one combination life raft, sofa bed, portable emergency solar kitchen, etc., etc., and so on.
Is this mine too?
Yes, Agent Z. This is your Astro-Martian 3000FX space coupe with onboard surveillance capacity, two front-mounted photon cannons, smokescreen, afterburners, AM-FM cassette, and the usual.
Oh, Corinthian leather.
Here are the keys. Don't lose them. That keychain contains a homing device. We'll be able to find your body anywhere in the solar system. Out to Uranus, anyway.
Excuse me?
It's time, Agent Z.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
Go find Commander X.
That's it?
The last known location was somewhere inside the Van Allen belt.
Well, that's more like it.
It's your job to find him, Agent Z. He left the lights on in his Testarossa, and if he doesn't get back soon, his battery will be deader than a doornail.
Roger dodger, mon capitaine.
Good luck, Agent Z. Your chariot awaits.
Let's get this show on the road. Will I see you girls later?
Oh, Agent Z, for the glory of the revolution, I would gladly give my body to such a noble and tragic warrior.
Really? Do tell.
Men on suicide missions are so sexy, I get all dewy just thinking about it.
Say what?
Goodbye, Kitty Jones, and good riddance.
Bye.
Phase one is complete. Your Excellency.
Excellent, Agent Yu. You have done well.
Thank you, Your Worship. Long live the Incubus.
Whatever.
Mr. B, have you made the arrangements?
Everything is proceeding according to plan, Your Eminence. The key will soon be in my possession.
That is good. Soon, I will rule this miserable world. And there's nothing Commander X can do to stop me.
Okay, this is the credits section, so listen to it this time, but then, you know, from now on, you can just turn the tape off here. Radio Mountain Bandits is a creation of Craig Johnson and Bruce Buckingham. This was written by Craig Johnson with random embellishments by Bruce Buckingham and Joel Pearson. Starring in this little production, besides Craig Johnson and Bruce Buckingham, were Joel Pearson, Roseanne Brighton, Sean Kutzko, Piper Pearson, and Rhonda Artwick. Radio Mouth Bandits was produced at Spare Change Studios in Champaign, Illinois. And also, this program is partially supported by a grant from the Illinois Arts Council, a state agency, and by the National Endowment for the Arts. If you want to write to us here at Spare Change, it's 1202 West Union, Champaign, Illinois, 61821. Now, what's this say down here, Edna? Thank you.